The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Ten o'clock on ESPN 97.5. Who pointed that out? That Jeff Luneau was Mexican. Well, earlier in the show, we were trying to prove that the Astros 2017 was the most diverse in the history of sports, and we just did. Jeff Luneau, Mexican.
The most diverse in the history of baseball or all of sports?
In the world, in the history of
sports. You know, the Spurs were kind of international as well.
Did they have as many different countries represented? No.
Argentina, France.
And?
Now, let's keep going. I got to look at the list, but I'm sure the Spurs...
As the Astros? You don't want to bet on this, do you?
I don't bet on anything. But I'm sure the Spurs were pretty damn international, too. That was one of the things
everyone
talked
about. Did you
bet on Tiger? No, I don't care about Tiger.
Mm. Well, I do. So anyway, we just proved it. So there's no going back and looking at like nationalities. And
what? Yeah. But how do you prove something?
That's why we love the team so much. Diversity. We include people. Inclusion.
I don't remember
We're not trying to exclude them from certain functions in college.
Like, I don't remember pointing to Miami as the reason that you love
Oklahoma
the Astros.
State.
What does Miami do that's exclusionary? That's your school, Oklahoma State.
They're trying to exclude whites. Get whitey off campus.
Even allies.
Not off campus, just out of the meeting.
Well, we don't want them in the meeting. But probably don't. Frankly, there are too many white people at Oklahoma State.
Isn't it pretty much all white people at Oklahoma State?
Excuse me. It really kind of is. Let's get Gilbert in here on ESPN 97.5. What up, Gilbert?
I'm hurting real bad anyway.
Wait.
Okay, hold on. I'll stay.
Okay.
All right. I'll stick around for a second.
What happened, Gilbert? Why are you hurting so bad?
I fell off my bed last night anyway.
You fell off your bed?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
What was I doing? I was going to sleep anyway.
Hold on. Can you do what you just did as soon as we went to you on the phone?
Well, he was in pain. He was
dead. No, but make that do that again. Hold on. Do you know what I thought it was at first?
It's China Garden open today. Today's a holiday anyway.
Today's a holiday? What's a holiday? Pizza and six-pack day?
No.
What?
Are you telling me, you know?
What's the holiday?
I don't like the way I live anyway, you know.
What?
No bicycles, I got no bicycle to go where. I'm bored. I'm tired of watching the Rockets and the Astros on TV.
Sports just came back, Gilbert. Yeah. Sports just came back. The Rockets have played 3 games. The Astros have played like 7. You're already tired of watching them?
Yep. Why? Wow. I'll tell you why anyway.
Yeah, why was the question
like
I was going
to... don't like the announcer no more.
They don't like the announcers.
Oh, what happened?
Like, well, which ones?
Todd
Callis.
Todd Callis, you know.
Why do you like him?
I like Bill Worrell. I like the other announcer anyway.
Yeah,
Well, you're old school though, like that.
Gilbert,
you like Dave Ward.
He does not like Craig Ackerman, I bet.
No.
Gilbert,
Craig Ackerman.
You said you're bored. What would you normally be doing that you can't do anymore?
Ride a bicycle all over town.
I feel like you can still do that.
You don't have
he doesn't have a bike.
This isn't martial law.
What happened to your bike, Gilbert?
He got stolen off the bus a couple of months ago, last February.
So it still is stolen.
Dell.
Never came back.
Dell.
Gilbert.
I can't. Dell.
Gilbert.
Wait a minute.
You said your bike was stolen, correct?
Last February.
Sounds like you're badgering a witness already.
Okay, and you haven't got it replaced yet. Do we have evidence of who stole it?
That's it. Leading the witness.
No, that's not leading. I asked the question.
Counselor, please be careful with your line of questions here,
your
counselor.
Line of questioning.
Gilbert, morning.
Hold on.
You're right up against it, counselor.
He said his bike was stolen. Gilbert, did you see who stole your bike?
Yeah, I saw a guy who stole my bike go out of the bus.
Who was the guy who stole your bike?
He doesn't know his name,
Black
counselor.
Dude.
Leading the witness.
I didn't say what he looked like.
Badgering the witness.
No, you can't blame me.
How do you know he's not right? He saw it.
That's right.
So why are you guys getting... Why
does it always come up? You know what his answer is.
That's like the black guy that stole...
did I say what did the guy look like, or did I say who stole your bike?
Black guy.
I said who stole your bike.
Well, he doesn't know his name,
so he said black guy.
That's right.
Exactly. So and
well, so
that's not on me. I asked the question. That's not leading. I said who stole.
You're leading the witness.
If Gilbert could have said, I don't know who stole my bike. It's just a guy. He said black guy.
Well, because you want a description of him?
I didn't ask for a description. I didn't ask for a description.
What color jacket did he have on, Gilbert?
Yeah, do you know what he was wearing?
I don't remember. A couple of months ago. Anyway.
Yeah, it was a couple months ago. How are you going to remember all that?
But he remembers he's a black guy.
Well, yeah, of course you remember he's a black guy.
Why?
Because, was that a white guy? If it was a white guy, you'd remember white guy.
If someone stole my bike, I saw who did it. I remember who stole it and what he was wearing.
You'll say, what does he look like? I don't know. I don't see color. That's how you can answer.
Well, if you're going
to... I got bad news to tell you anyway.
More?
What?
I'm not going to come to the Christmas party anyway.
What are you talking about?
No.
Why not? You got
no
what?
Transportation.
No transportation? That's okay. Jackie will pick you up.
You won't have your bike in December?
We'll see if we even have a Christmas party. We may do a Zoom party, Gilbert. Will you Zoom?
Yeah, get on your computer.
You
got to
pick me up or not?
Ooh, that's
nice. You got to pick him up.
That's a hard pass.
Gilbert, we got a question from our listeners about you.
This is where I exit.
They want to know if you support Black Lives Matter.
Yep, bye. What?
One of our listeners wants to know if you support Black Lives Matter.
What'd you say?
What?
You sound like...
See?
Hold on.
That sounds like...
Are you a Republican, Gilbert?
The fifth.
Gilbert, are you a Republican?
Sounds like he's pleading the fifth to me.
What Senate race are you trying to win?
Well, I'm not a Republican.
Okay.
You a Democrat, Gilbert?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Have you voted?
Republican.
He's a Republican.
I'm not voting for Trump, but voting for Biden anyway.
You are?
You're a never Trumper.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is a clown, you know.
Ooh. Whoa, Gilbert.
He's a clown.
Trump's a clown.
He also you're upset with him because he called the virus the Chinese virus, right?
That's right.
See?
Ooh. Where did it start? Where did it start, Gilbert?
China.
Okay, so
but isn't
like are you Chinese because you came from your people came from China? Aren't you Chinese?
Now I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm Chinese.
Okay, well then why can't the virus be from China and it's Chinese?
He says because it's making people's lives here more difficult. Chinese people's here lives more difficult. That's why he's not voting for Trump.
Well, you better do something about that, John. Anyway, about getting Florida to pick me up things in the Christmas
party. John.
I better do something.
Yeah, you got 3 more months, you know.
Figure it out, John.
I got,
get him an Uber.
Yeah, well, talk to you later, guy. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Wow, I got to figure that out.
You got done. 3 more. Actually, you got more than 3 months. You better figure it out.
I better figure this out.
You're trying to get Gilbert to the Christmas party.
Sound like I got an ultimatum.
Yeah. It is what it is.
That's what it sounded like to me.
It is what it is, John.
Wow. 1008 ESPN 97.5. I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable now.
Well, he puts you under the gun. Literally, probably. Make a move. Get it
Why
done.
You always got to ask him who stole his bike.
Because he's always talking about it. So you want to know who stole it.
We already know who stole it.
I don't.
We've heard it 4 or 5 times now.
That's why I
asked who stole his bike.
I always think things can change in life.
Well, they can't change.
Why not?
Because it was a black guy the first time. It was a black guy the second time.
Think about
it.
John.
Listen, are you an interrogator?
Yeah.
Because you want the same answer over and over to make sure.
John.
You know what Gilbert is? He's consistent in his testimony.
What is the probability that his bike was stolen like 8 times and it was all by a black guy? So I have to continue to ask for to see if the trend has changed.
It hasn't changed.
And I didn't ask if a black guy stole his bike. I said,
who stole your bike?
And he said, black guy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask what they look like.
Listen,
I just asked who it was.
He has not changed his story once in like 8 years.
Yeah, generally, that's about one story. But this is 8 different times and it's still the same.
No, this is the same one that you asked him the last time about. It's the same bike. He hasn't had a bike for a while now.
You sure?
Yeah. No, this is the same bike that you asked him about last time.
Well, he keeps talking about his bike being
stolen. And I wanted you to know, that's one of the things that an investigator looks at. You continue.
Consistency of the story?
Consistency. You ask the same questions over and over, and he's consistent. You know what, then? I think he's telling the truth. If I was a detective, I would say, Gilbert's probably telling the truth here.
But he can't identify. He wouldn't be able to identify.
No, I'm not going to. Listen, would you rely on Gilbert's testimony of the appearance of the witness? In a court of law, of what he was wearing, of what he was, of detail.
So why can I trust that he's telling the truth about this then?
Well, this is pretty, you know, he's either white or black. There's two choices here.
No, there's more. You don't always have to be white or black. You could be Asian. You could be Hispanic. You could be of different descent.
Gilbert would, I think he could discern an Asian. I think he could discern.
Could he discern Hawaiian?
A Middle Eastern, yes.
You think he, okay. You think he could tell the difference between Hawaiian and a Middle Eastern person?
Well, maybe not, but okay. But I think he could tell the difference between black and white.
But it's not.
And he's been very consistent. I'm siding with the Gilbert on
so
this one.
So you said his bike has been stolen 8 times, about.
Yeah, probably.
And if any of them have ever happened, let's be clear. There's a question. His bike has ever been stolen. Yeah. There's questions about that. And you think every time he identified the person correctly.
Well, this time.
Whatever.
And who knows? Maybe the first time it was, so now every time it is. No one knows. But he's consistent. And I like that about Gilbert.
I feel like you use the word consistent and I use the word racist.
No, Gilbert's not racist.
Okay.
Okay. We know how he feels about homosexuality. We've heard that before.
I mean, let's just say Gilbert's not the most progressive person in the world.
No. No, he's not. No, he's not. But racist is a little far.
Okay.
Okay.
Something happened.
Well, okay. Won't you feel bad if 8 times black guy stole his bike? Won't you feel bad about that?
No, because I don't think his bike has been stolen 8 times.
Well, however many times?
No.
If it was black guy every time, wouldn't you feel bad?
No, I wouldn't.
Because he didn't make that up?
I would say he probably said something to that black guy, and that's why he stole his bike.
No,
because Gilbert doesn't seem like the type who's going to be friendly.
Gilbert's just minding his own business over there.
Okay.
Being, you know what? Gilbert ain't causing any problems.
Unless you didn't get him a drink at Prime.
John! Drink anyway. Give me a Pepsi. I don't have Pepsi, Gilbert.
Well, give me my steak then.
Yeah. I bought him a steak. Now I got to find him a ride.
Ooh, that's not nice, Iskelski, what you just wrote about Gilbert.
What did he say, Iskelski?
You read it. I don't want to read it out loud.
No.
It's ugly.
Yeah, I could see that too, though. that I could see.
Oh, man.
713-780-3776. When we come back, let's talk a little NBA. It's 10:13. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Hey, if you have been in an accident, Lawyer Dave is the man you need. Doesn't matter what kind of accident, whether it's a car, an 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, maybe you've had a bad hospital experience, Lawyer Dave will take care of you. He practices everywhere in Texas. He does not charge for his consultations, and he does not get paid until you win. Based right here in Houston, you can contact Lawyer Dave at 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. 713-626-8900. Better dial Dave.
Did you know that 2 million people show up to work hungover every day? Just think of all that lost productivity. Wouldn't it be great if you can enjoy alcohol on your own terms without compromising your ability to get stuff done the next day? Enter Cheers. Whether you drink a little or a lot, Cheers is scientifically designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects and help you feel better the next day. No more waking up with headaches, nausea, or brain fog after a night of drinking. It's the best thing to happen to alcohol since alcohol. To use Cheers, just take 2 to 4 capsules after your last drink or before bed. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, you'll get your money back. No questions asked. To order, simply visit cheershealth.com/975 and use promo code 975 at checkout. You'll get $10 off your next order and at least 50% off your next hangover. Once again, that's cheershealth.com/975. Promo code 975. Say cheers to brighter mornings. Your future self will thank you.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from HomeAdvisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to HomeAdvisor's approval and terms. Valid for new HomeAdvisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need for your summer car maintenance at great prices. Our professional parts people can help you find the best oil change supplies for your car, like 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and MicroGuard filter, everyday low price $26.99. For your summer oil change, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back. Mr. Irrigation wanted a PGA update. Scottie Scheffler's 3-under. Tony Finau, 2. And a bunch of guys, including Brian Harman, Jason Day, Daniel Berger, all at 1-under. Tiger tees off in about 20 minutes. Brooks Koepka in about 10 minutes. So, 10, 15 minutes. You got that right here on ESPN. The only place that you'll find golf updates. We've got Throw Shade Thursday coming up. So, we want you to give us a call. Think of your shade that you want to throw. The shade that you want to throw in about 15 minutes. Who wronged you? Did you wrong someone?
Are you going to throw shade at yourself?
Yeah, we've seen guys throw shade at themselves.
Well, it's generally because you made a dumb decision.
Right, like you slept with your wife's sister.
Who says that's dumb? What did the sister look
like?
Well,
that's the key.
Yeah.
I mean, but it could cost you a lot of money. There's other good-looking girls you could have that wouldn't cost you nearly as much.
But isn't it a little better when it's your wife's sister?
Well, I don't know.
If you're doing that, I assume it's better because it's your wife's sister because...
I don't know. What your wife's sister's all about.
Yeah, I don't understand the mindset at
all.
That's
ugly.
Well, if you choose that way of going about things, there's got to be something in you that goes, I'm doing this because it's my wife's sister.
it's a grudge thing.
Yeah, definitely.
It's called a grudge thing.
We were going to talk about basketball, weren't we?
We were going to talk about basketball. So, and I know they don't care. But, you know, President Trump tweeted out again, you guys are kneeling, I'm not watching. You know what? Does President Trump watch NBA basketball?
I mean, he's been reported to be a big sports fan, but I don't know that he's talking about the Knicks during the regular season or whoever he roots for. Yeah, I don't think the players care. I mean, in fact, some of it, at this point, a lot of it's white noise. To a lot of people, a tweet like that is like, okay, you said it before, thank you. It's like Gilbert with his bike. All right, we get it. You're not going to watch if they're kneeling. Fine. We understand. Is there something new you have to say? I think that's what it is at this point. Anyone surprised that he said that?
No. No. That was the obvious. And again, and everybody's kneeling. And if you don't kneel, then you're going to tear an ACL.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Myers Leonard hasn't, but he hasn't played. So maybe if he gets in.
He doesn't even. Well, then the coach says you don't get to play.
Either one. So LeBron responded with, well, we don't really care that he's not watching. And that's probably pretty much the case. And when you tell someone, I don't want to listen to, when some people say to you, I'm not listening to your show anymore, you're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. No, but Clay Travis made a point that may be a pretty good point, and I've been saying this forever. The reason that nobody signed Colin Kaepernick is it's a business decision. It's not, we're not colluding to make sure that Colin Kaepernick doesn't work. If we think that it's a good business decision, but it's a bad business decision because you're going to lose half your audience. You are pissing off half of your people, half the people, or 42%, whatever the number is right now, of the people in... No, actually, it's more than people vote for Trump. It's people who are patriotic and don't believe in kneeling for the flag. So you're taking out a huge, huge chunk of your potential audience. There is something to be said about that. I mean, that is a business decision. That's a tough business decision when you're eliminating possibly half of the people that could consume your product.
It is interesting because Nike jumped on Colin Kaepernick because of that and didn't hurt their business. So it all depends on who your market is.
Right.
Because
now, if golf knelt, they would lose all of their viewers.
Just how
because Nike sells to young people. Young people are on board. So you know what? And they're young people are woke and they are and they're in tune, and they
maybe
don't
more progressive. Less cemented in their ways.
Correct.
Yeah. And and maybe simply the national anthem and the flag aren't the symbolic symbols to them that they are to others. And that's fine. So the kneeling, and whether they're actually radicals or not, I mean, I guess it's cool. Young, I don't like speaking for young people, but it's probably a little interesting. It's probably interesting to see a guy not go with the flow.
Well, it'll be interesting to see now, because I know people that stop, you know, watching the NFL. I know them. They're older and they're, you know, but let's face it. I was with somebody that's older and has a business, and he's not down with the kneeling. He's just not down with the kneeling. Now that's the guy with the money that's going to spend his corporate dollars on season tickets, and quite possibly won't now, because, you know, it's the older people with money that are spending a lot of the money.
And did you get into a conversation with them about what bothered him so much?
Well, no, I know what bothered him. He's, you know, he's patriotic, and he doesn't believe that. I mean, there's so many videos out there of these are the guys, you know, the people that come back without limbs, and, you know, those are the people that are really brave, not the ones who kneel for the national anthem. Those are the real brave people, and blah, blah, and they fight for our flag, and blah, 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 blah. They also fight for the right for you to be able to kneel. So there's a differing opinion on that. We've heard that.
Yeah, throughout, since this thing started, yeah.
Right. But those parents that see their kids coming home wrapped in a flag, you know, that's, you know, and their casket wrapped in a flag, then, you know what, that's a different story altogether.
Kneeling aside, should the national anthem be played before sporting
events? I believe that it shouldn't. Why do we do it?
We know the history of it and why it happened, but why are we doing it now? Forget about it if it's a problem, but why is it being sung? It's a patriotic thing to represent the country. Why is it being played before exporting?
It's not like a law. It's actually just a
thing that sports leagues adopted and still do. But there's no rule. There's nothing that says it has to be played.
It doesn't. There isn't none.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're a league and you say, you know what? Why are we doing this to ourselves? Let's just stop playing it.
You look around the world, outside of international events where it features one country versus another, where you understand a national anthem being played, there's pro sports don't play the national anthem.
Yeah.
Like, you don't hear Spain's national anthem before La Liga games.
You don't?
No.
I don't know that. Yeah.
No. You don't hear the English national anthem, whatever it's called, before Premier League games start. The guys walk out, and you watch a sporting event in another country. They don't bring out some famous singer to sing their national anthem. Only Canada does that. That's the hockey thing. I don't know if they do it before CFL games, but apparently it's a North American thing.
It would be awesome if we never played a national anthem before a game again.
When it plays, when I've been to Texans games or other sporting events, when it plays, I stand, put my hand over my heart, all the stuff. But really, I'm thinking, can the game start, please? Particularly when I'm at home. Can the game just start? Why is this song being played? It doesn't make any sense to play it before a sporting event.
No.
There's a game I want to watch. Let's play.
Let's go.
But until I don't know that. I don't think there's been a movement to have
that
stop.
Do the introductions and then let's go.
Play the game. I don't care. I mean, the only interesting thing is for the Super Bowl when people bet on how long it's going to take. But I don't really care if Pink or whoever is singing the national anthem. It doesn't mean anything to me that particular person is singing. Let's move along. I mean, let's watch the Patriots lose or something. I don't care. But whatever.
Mm-hmm. 1024 ESPN 97.5. You know what's going to happen next, though? What do you think is going to happen in the next segment?
Well, we were kind of throwing shade at the reason at playing the national anthem before sporting events. Other people can throw shade at something else.
Hmm.
Coming up next.
So, if you have shade to throw, it was good last week. We had a good throw. Yeah, the week before sucked. You people sucked.
People responded because we kind of called them out on it.
Yeah. And so now we've got Throw Shade Thursday right here again. Let's go. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Throw Shade Thursday next.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this.
ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.
This is Gilad Zadok from Zadok Jewelers. We hope everyone is staying healthy and hanging in there. We remain dedicated to helping you celebrate life's milestones. We're open and ready to assist you by virtual appointment and offer curbside pickup and free overnight shipping. You can now shop Zadok Jewelers anytime at Zadok.com. A large selection is already available, and we're adding to our online store daily. Feel free to reach out if you don't see what you're looking for. Follow us at Zadok Jewelers on Instagram for a daily dose of inspiration. Remember, there are jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 7750 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 7750. Enjoy.
These are worrisome times, causing a lot of stress and concern, and being in debt to the IRS can certainly make matters worse. Thankfully, there's good news. Optima Tax Relief can help you resolve your tax debt over the phone and online. Don't go it alone. Optima's tax professionals can reduce the stress in your life by helping to resolve your IRS problems right from the comfort of your own home. Optima is America's most trusted tax resolution firm, having resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. And their award-winning team is ready to help you online and over the phone, even during these uncertain times. They'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. All it takes is one call to start the process. Optima's tax associates are standing by. Take the first step towards putting your tax problems to rest. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 1028 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. A lot of the warehouse is showing up already, okay? So we need you to get in here. I like to see different names up there. If you've never thrown shade before, this is a good day to throw some shade. Doesn't matter. Everybody's open season. Whatever. If you want to throw shade, tell me he doesn't have to put up throw shade up there. We know it's throw shade. And he doesn't have to write all that. So when we get calls, 713-780-3776, we can get going. Are you ready, though?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right, let's get it going. Bring it, people. Open line still, 713-780-3776. Milo was first up. Let's get him in here. Hey, Milo.
Hey, Johnny. Gonna throw a little shade at the sun. It's too damn hot in this town. I'm also gonna throw a little shade at hot coffee. You know, when you drink it and it burns your mouth. Oh, oh!
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I would have thought he'd throw some at Gilbert because Gilbert never mentioned him.
As far as the announcers he likes?
Yeah, the announcers. Yeah.
I thought Gilbert was a Milo fan.
I think he is, isn't he?
I think so.
I think he is. What happens when a lady calls in, Dell? A female?
I mean, we believe in equality except for this because they always go to the front of the
line. It's called chivalry.
I don't... Whatever.
The ladies always go to the front of the line. Amber is here. Hey, Amber.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, well, actually, I'm calling. This is for Eric Wong for not returning my call. I know you're seeing another girl, and I'm going to get you, Eric.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Was this Eric's attempt just to let people know he's got it like that? Like two women want him. Is that what this was?
No, I think it's. I think that, she just made it up to just say something.
No, I believe Eric told her to call in to, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Two women want me.
Probably. I don't know.
That's what,
cause Eric's got, like, we're his own little personal.
Yeah. Eric sends whatever stripper friend he's with to call in the show. And I'm not making a joke. Apparently, he does. He likes strippers. He talks about it all the time. Whatever.
Whatever. Mito. Hey. What, ¿qué pasó, Mito?
Hey. So, this week's shade is to my whole basketball crew. The Tuesday, it was pouring down rain, and we went to the basketball court, and the court was all soaking wet. And they're like, Mito, make some calls. Get us into a gym. All right, let me trust my homeboys. I get us into a church gym. Needless to say, man, these boys showing off all their tattoos, cussing all day, and now we got banned from the church gym, man. Shade throwed all 13 of those jackasses.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Dumbasses.
I don't know why I find that funny that they got banned from the church gym, but I do.
Lazy J. ¿Qué pasó, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G? R.I.P. Raheel. Dale, hey, buddy, got a question for you. Hey, man, I got a serious question, though. Hey, man, you want to buy some Yeezys, man, the way Kanye's tripping right now, man? I'm selling them, man. My Instagram is LazyJ85, man. Somebody hit me up so I can get rid of these damn shoes.
It's not a question for me.
Quick shade. Today I'm throwing shade at my brother-in-law, Rigo. He went out to the strip club last night and wasn't answering his phone. So my sister-in-law came over to the house last night with her two badass kids, and I'm trying to play the new update on Modern Warfare, and I got a 4-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a 2-year-old just getting on my damn nerves. So I just spanked all of them and ran out of the house.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
A hit and run?
Hmm. He spanked all of them?
Spanked his his niece and nephew? Is that what he did?
I guess. Sounds like child abuse.
Yeah. Well, Lazy J has had issues with the building that houses child support, and now he's hitting his the sister's kids?
Yeah. Didn't he F child support or, yeah?
Yeah, this has been a thing for him, a running trend.
Right. 713-780-3776. Let's go. Daniel wants to throw some, make some shade. What up, Daniel?
What's up? Yeah, I want to throw some shade at Eric and that chick who called in with that whack-ass shade. Thank you.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
It was trash.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get you, Eric, because I know you're with another girl. Shut up, Eric.
Eric, you know that's so weak.
Stop prompting the women you're with to call into the show.
The woman. It's the same one. Over and over.
Very true. He just uses different names. If you're going to do that, be more creative.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Josh is next. What up, Josh?
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's my first time calling in. I want to throw some shade, actually, at John.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a commercial on the station saying that he's got our back. I listen to the show all the time. I don't think that John has our back. Love him, though. Thanks.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I couldn't agree more.
You can't agree with shade.
I can't agree with shade.
No.
Yes, you can. That's not a rule.
That's a rule.
No, you can't.
You can't refute. You can't agree.
No, that's not a rule. You can refute shade if you throw shade at him, but I can agree with that man. And I agree. You don't have any those guys back.
I got everybody's back.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
It's proof. You can't lie in commercials. All right. So there you go. You can never lie in a commercial. So what?
There's no proof that there's nothing that says you can't lie in a commercial.
Yes. No. It's a law. You cannot lie when you're advertising something. Everybody knows that.
We all know you follow all
That's
the laws.
Dumb. Tom is next. What's up, Tom?
I wish you had a prize. I'd give that guy the win.
I'm going to throw some shade at Eric because we all know he does not like girls, okay, Eric?
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I thought he was going to make a Wong joke.
Nope.
Okay. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, rest in peace, Rahizi. ¡Delvencito!
¡Delvencito! Para tres.
Para tres, gentlemen. Good morning. And I want to give a special shout out. Hashtag Spicy Boy Gang. Here's my shade. I want to throw shade at these companies that ask, you know, can we contact your previous employer? I'm like, nah, dude. I'm not trying to let you know all my dirt that I had in the past. I mean, Johnny G was a pusher for the Chicago Bulls, and then Dale got fired, and nobody knows why because he wants to keep it a secret. So he got a second chance, man. La Raza deserves a second chance. Stay strong, man.
I'm throw some, make some shit.
Hey, you can't call a former employer, by the way. Well, you can, but if they give it up,
yeah. There's some things they can and can't say. Isn't the rule they can only say whether you're hireable or rehireable?
Right. You cannot give a... If you do, and you keep that person from getting a job, you're in some trouble, bro.
Yeah.
Let's get John in here. He's next. What up, John?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Morning.
Man, I actually want to throw some shade at John this morning for not coming out and telling us that he's actually the voice actor behind Archer, man. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I've heard that.
He's not that guy.
It's not, I don't know why, but everybody I can't tell you how many people
I know
say
why.
I sound like Archer.
You're not that guy. That guy's way more talented than you.
Stop. No. He's not. He's stupid. He's not funny.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, Ray is next. What's going on, Ray?
Hello.
Hello.
I would like to throw a little shade at the Coors Light beer. It gives me a terrible hangover.
I'm throw some.
Ray sounds
some
like Kirby
shade.
To me.
Sounded like Kirby a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, Ray.
I'm not sure about that.
Why are you laughing, Ray?
Ray.
Kirby.
Well, yeah, Kirby, you know what? There's so much alcohol in it that you're going to get. You will have a hangover, okay? But it's still cold. You think I didn't have some cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights yesterday?
Sure you did. Are you dressed for golf today?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure you're gonna have some today.
Guess what's gonna happen today? Johnny is next. What up, Johnny?
Johnny Wishbone.
Hey, Johnny Wishbone.
Hey, I want to throw some shade at the Astros for not having enough Mexicans on the team.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
That was from earlier.
Yeah, if you guys Luno. Missed it. We were trying to determine how many Mexicans were on the Astros at one point. Because really, we were trying to determine
2017 didn't have any on the World Series.
How diverse the Astros were as an organization.
Yeah. Do we have to take Eric?
It's up to you.
All right, let's go. Come on, Eric. Defend yourself.
Eric? Yeah, I want to throw some shade.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to throw some shade at your fruity, whack job, Trumpster call people, and also at Robert Osuna. For doing the cheating scandal on the Astros.
What?
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Well, Suna wasn't on the team.
He wasn't even on the team.
And do we have whack job Trump callers?
Are whack job Trump callers?
He used the term fruity, whack job Trump callers. I don't think we have
whack
jobs.
If you're a fruity, whack job Trump caller.
If you identify as a fruity, whack job Trump caller, call in.
Give
I don't think
call.
We've met you yet.
713-780-3776. You might. I don't know.
I'm not saying we don't have Trump supporters. I wouldn't consider any of the people who call in fruity whack jobs like he's called them.
Well, right. Well, that's what Democrats will say, though. I mean, like a Republican, like President Trump would never insult anyone.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Yeah. I guess you can't lie in advertising, but you can certainly lie when you're just doing a normal radio segment.
Listen. I've never seen him insult anyone, call their physical appearance into question.
Or maybe a physical.
Their intelligence.
Maybe a physical disability.
Their integrity.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that.
Nope,
our president.
Never.
Okay, we're really, really, this is
bottom
getting,
of the barrel at
man,
this point.
Man, OU Mike is here. What up, OU Mike?
Yeah, I'd like to throw some shade at myself this morning. I've been kind of mean to Joel and Nick over the last few days. And I threw some homophobic slurs at them. not Kobe's go-to slur, or not the one that means strange or odd, but like if the two Cuomo brothers got together, there would be two Cuomos there. It kind of rhymes with that.
Oh, my
God. So I've just been real insensitive, and I want to throw some shade at myself. I'm throw some.
See,
make
the
some
thing
shade.
Is, I learned about this particular scrap that they're having. His phone number is even blocked from the text line. Like, if he texts, they'll see it, but they won't see the information. That's how deep the banning goes.
Hmm.
And I don't think you called them two Cuomos before. You're just using it as a way to get that joke off now, because they don't even let you on the show.
Well, I'm pretty sure they probably did. He probably did.
Oh, and that's why they got upset.
Yeah, he uses, like, racial and homophobic why? Slurs.
I knew that. I just didn't know that he had dropped that on them before they got rid of him.
Yeah. Oh, you Mike ain't scared to throw a few Cuomos around.
Why do we have him on still if he's done that?
He's never. I don't know.
Because he's never done it on this show?
Well, I guess not.
So no show-to-show unity is what you're saying.
Yeah. No.
You don't
No,
care.
There
you,
is none.
You don't care.
There is none. All right. Okay. It was okay. It was okay.
All right.
Come on. We got to get a little bit more creative, people.
Guys, Ert, look, we appreciate the consistency of the callers who call in, but no one's upset about anything. No one got screwed over this week and they want to call in about it. I'm sure it's happened.
Are you upset about anything?
I'm trying to think. I mean, other than my normal disdain for you.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be repetitive. So I use that throughout this week. I don't want to use it for shade. But as far as out of the ordinary shade, not really.
No. I mean, I don't think I've been extraordinarily ugly to you.
Well, you insult. You try to insult Miami every time you get, which you try to be hurtful. It's not really that hurtful. So no.
I like to bring up Al Golden and when you get fired. And when you got fired.
See, there it is.
So
there's some shade. John's an a-hole. Shade thrown.
10:42 ESPN 97.5 News of the Weird coming right next.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Hey Houston, it's Dennis from C&D Scrap Metal, and a lot has changed since C&D first opened its doors in 1979. Just as Houston has grown into one of the largest cities in the country, C&D has grown into one of the largest family-owned scrap metal recyclers. Come see us and bring all your scrap metal to our new 7.5-acre, state-of-the-art facility at 6775 Bingle Road, conveniently located off of 290 in Northwest Houston, or on the web at cdscrapmetal.com. We'll pay you top dollar for all your scrap metal, and we're going to pay you in $2 bills.
Working from home is driving up the worst type of cybercrime, home title theft. We're doing it all from home now, right? Working, banking, video conferencing, meal deliveries, and shopping. Cybercriminals are targeting our homes. Actually, they want the money they can get by taking out loans against your home. The crime is called home title theft, and the FBI is warning homeowners. Home title lock is how you protect your home from cyber thieves. Your home's legal title is online, where they find it and forge your signature stating you sold your home to them. Then they take out loans on your home and leave you in debt. Banks, insurance, and basic identity theft services do not protect you. Home Title Lock does, with a virtual barrier around your home's title. Protect your home now. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SPORTS for 30 free days of protection to help get you through this crisis. That's code SPORTS at HomeTitleLock.com.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, and live sports. Go! News clips, trending bits, and timeless hits. It's Kim and Courtney, Seth and Jimmy, Hoda, Savannah, Fiona, and Shrek.
I'm an ogre!
It's the best of streaming and the best of TV. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. These titles plus the English Premier League and Lone Order SVU streaming now. Content availability may vary over time. Some content requires paid upgrade.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I didn't know that there was such a group. Hookers for Jesus wins a fresh round of funding from the Trump administration. It's not what you think it is. I don't think, here's the deal, is it's a, the group, run by a born-again Christian survivor of sex trafficking, operates a safe house for adult trafficking victims known as Destiny House. They call themselves Hookers for Jesus. And it will receive almost $500,000 in fresh federal funding. And that's a good thing. But I think the headline is a little misleading, isn't it? Hookers for Jesus?
What? Mary Magdalene was a hooker. And Jesus accepted her. Yeah. Brought her into the fold.
Yeah.
It'd be right in that lineage. Like it.
Yeah.
Hookers for Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus liked to eat with sinners. You know, like the good people, they don't need him.
Well, your judgmental way of looking at things, I don't think that was Jesus' approach.
Well, it kind of was. That's what he said. These people need me. Yeah.
And then, well, who quote unquote are the good people? Because I saw him walking to a place of worship and toss everything aside.
Well, that's because they were money changers.
Yeah. Allegedly were, good yeah. people.
Well, those aren't the good people he's talking about. An Iowa man broke into a bank. You know what he stole?
Money?
Hand sanitizer.
More valuable than money right now, maybe, for some people.
Mm-hmm. And he allegedly stole hand sanitizer while burglarizing a Sioux City bank during a string of break-ins. I don't know. If I'm going to go into a bank, which is highly secure, I don't know. I'm going to try to get the money. That's just me. I don't think that's the smart or the wise. I think you could find a less secure place to steal hand sanitizer. I mean, you can break in right here. Esme has some hand sanitizer right on the counter.
Break in. You just walk in.
You actually can.
And then walk out.
And yeah, take it and walk out.
And she's not going to get up because that's not her job.
She'd be like, whatever.
Okay.
If you need more, let us know.
Yeah, you need it more than me, clearly.
Canadian Museum for Human Rights has issues, Del. Apparently, they're closing.
For what reason, John?
They're reviewing a racism complaint. The Canadian Museum for Human Rights. Yeah. So staff can receive and reflect on the review.
Well, they should be a place that if there is a complaint, they should review it. If any place would do it, it would be them.
Absolutely.
So you might
you
say
would think that, the
that
place,
nothing like that would go down there?
Yeah. But I don't know. It's kind of an ironic place to have, I don't know, racism claims. Well. The Brazilian mayor thinks there's a COVID-19 treatment using rectal ozone application. Do you?
No. The answer is no. You said rectal. I'm out.
Do you want to, if you could prevent, would you stick this ozone application?
What? I don't even know what this is.
Where the sun don't shine. I don't know either.
I've done enough, at least maybe I'm just simply asymptomatic, but it's been since March, and clearly it could change on the drop of a dime, but it's been since March, it's August, and I haven't had COVID. I'm not going with the rectal thing, because I found a way to avoid it, or at least maybe I'm one of the lucky ones who's asymptomatic. I'm not doing it. I'm pretty good.
What do you think about drinking hand sanitizer?
Out on it, not doing it.
How many deaths do you think we've had?
From hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
I know someone just died.
Yeah, that's number four. We've also got seizures, impaired vision. People are drinking hand sanitizer.
Why do you think they're doing it? Did someone in a position of power tell them to do that?
It
suggested maybe off the wall.
I think that was cures? Lysol, wasn't it? Or
bleach or whatever. Disinfectant bleach. Or whatever it was.
So don't drink hand sanitizer.
If in normal times you're not drinking hand sanitizer because you know it can do damage, just because you have COVID or you think you do, the hand sanitizer isn't going to stop doing damage to other parts of your body. Let's say hand sanitizer, ingesting it, did cure COVID. It's still detrimental to the rest of you. Stop it, dummies.
Apparently, there was a film center that was going to play the 1990 movie Kindergarten Cop.
Why? But okay.
It's been canceled.
What for?
Because it glorifies police traumatizing children.
Oh, because Arnold's yelling at kindergartens?
Yeah.
Kindergartners?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought the kids did more damage to Arnold than he did to them. Because if I remember that movie, he got pressed by those kids. They kind of ran that.
They ran the prison?
Kind of. He didn't enjoy his time being a sub or whatever the hell he was doing. Did he, like, infiltrate the school to find, like, crime in a kindergarten? Is that what it was? Is that how dumb the plot was?
Was it there? Was that it?
I don't remember. I feel like he either became a substitute.
Or no, teacher. Wasn't he protecting the teacher?
Maybe. Now I'm looking up the plot.
Wasn't there a hot teacher that he had to?
There's always an attractive
that he had
teacher.
To guard against terrorists or something.
After years of pursuing an infamous drug dealer. He arrested for murder. Oh, yeah. A witness saw him murder him, so he had to protect the witness.
Yes.
And he became
And she was hot.
Yeah, and he fell in love with the teacher and the kid, so on.
Yeah, and then he became a kindergarten cop.
Yeah, dumb plot. You know, Arnold drove people to the box office. Budget $26 million, brought in $202 million.
Thank you.
Back in 1990. So what would that number be now, as far as inflation is concerned?
$4
billion. $202 million for Arnold playing a bodyguard for a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah.
That man was a box office draw.
Right. And she had a mullet hairstyle.
Well, that's back in the day.
Yeah. That's what they did.
Penelope Ann Miller.
What were the odds that this would happen? Young TikTokers don't care if China's collecting their data.
No. Well, that's not surprising. What is China going to steal from them? What pertinent information for the young TikTokers?
Yeah, I don't. Oh. But it's a lock. A lot of times, I really don't care. Like I'm saying, you got to send a document over to the bank or something.
Be honest.
And you're like, I'm like, who's gonna steal my stuff?
It's a thing where until you get hit with it and it hurts,
right?
You're not gonna care.
No, you don't care.
I don't care.
And the last people to care are these millennials.
Yeah, they're influencers.
They're Gen Z.
Gen Z. Yeah, you keep calling them millennials. Yeah, they use it to build a following. Become influencers and make money doing things like dancing, and then they'll put something in a video or promote something on the Instagram page. It's a money making venture, so I don't think they care.
Are you going to go to Walmart and watch a movie?
You could have stopped that. Am I going to go to Walmart? The answer.
Are you going to go?
No.
To Walmart and watch a movie.
What movie is it?
They're having movies. They're going to do. I don't know. They're just bringing blockbuster movies.
What?
Yeah. Bringing blockbuster movies.
So I can see Tenet at Walmart?
No. Probably like Gladiator or...
Oh, old school ones.
Old school, probably.
No, I don't. Why? So I can watch Gladiator around other people?
Or maybe they'll do new ones. I don't know. Maybe.
What's the appeal of going to Walmart and watching a movie?
Well, it's a drive-in.
Are they going to put something on the side of
the
building?
Yeah, apparently they're going to put up giant screens.
I've seen the clientele at Walmart. No, I'm good.
But you're outside in your car.
You
ever been to a drive-in?
So they can't walk up to my car?
Have you
car?
Ever been to a drive-in?
20 years ago, are they going to walk up to my car?
20 years ago, they were still driving?
Maybe more. I don't know how long.
Probably more. When you were a kid, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember going to a drive-in since I was a kid.
So I got to deal with people who go, no, I don't care. No, I'm out. I don't care. I don't need to go see Gladiator or Tenet or whatever the movie is that bad. You know what? I'll get a better view at home. My TV will be just fine.
So, Dell, what do you think about this proposal? First of all, it's a proposal, wedding proposal, marriage proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Dude lit hundreds of candles in his apartment. Apartment burned down.
Well, he was burning down his life, about to get married, so it's apropos.
Do you think that this is some kind of omen for him?
Yes.
The
gods are telling you.
Don't do it.
You're making a mistake. We're letting you know this is an omen.
Don't. Do it.
He should immediately give that ring back or get it back and then pawn it or whatever it takes to get his money back.
Don't do it. It's an omen.
It's a clear message to you to don't marry this person.
Yeah.
She might not be a bad person. It's just not going to work out for you. Speaking of omens, or maybe it's not an omen, did you see that the NRA is being threatened to be dissolved? Like the New York Attorney General is filing a lawsuit to dismantle the NRA.
Really?
Yeah, because apparently there's supposed to be some type of charitable organization, a bit, but they're just people filling their pockets with money.
Hmm.
So they went through it and said, we're going to dissolve you.
Wow, a charitable organization that is not really a charitable?
Odd, huh?
Didn't see that coming.
So the NRA may get dissolved.
Did you happen to see the Blackhawks and Oilers 50-50 raffle?
No.
You know, usually you go to a game, you ever go to a game and do a 50-50 raffle?
I don't even know what
so,
it is.
So they come around with tickets and they give you a lottery number. They just give you like 12 numbers or whatever. And you buy it for a dollar. And then and then it collects all the dollars, and the team gets to keep 50%, and you get to keep you get to keep the other 50%. It usually gets up. Sometimes it'll get up to 60,000, 70,000. Well, last night it got up to $5,417,000.
They did it online.
Online.
And did anyone win?
Holy yeah! Somebody won. Somebody won. Holy crap!
And well, someone has to win, right? That's how it works, right?
Apparently, with 3 hours to go before the puck even dropped in Edmonton, the raffle had been called off because they ran out of tickets. Wow.
So the
$5 million.
Well, think about it. How much did it cost to get into the raffle?
It cost what? Oh, it's whatever the tickets cost, $1, $2,
yeah,
whatever.
So you got
you could buy usually like you could buy 100 for less.
So considering it's online and you got a shot, if it cost you $5 to get in, whatever it is, you got a shot to win $2.5 million, of course, you take that chance.
2.7. How's that? I know, honestly, I see them. You see them at games all the time. They don't get over 60, 70, 80,000.
Yeah, it's because
5.4 million.
Well, usually it's because it's for the people. It only gets that amount because it's the people in the building. If you're doing it online, more people get in.
Right.
And someone just won $2.7 million.
Right. Would I give $100 to win 2.7?
Yeah, it's a good bet, certainly.
Yeah. Hells yeah. Done. The press box next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
Hey, you got better things to do than-